الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils within ourselves, and I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, we are people of faith and worship. We are brothers and sisters in faith. We feel happy when we come together in the name of our faith and worship together and representing diverse colors, races, and ethnic backgrounds. And we definitely see this every Friday here at our mosque. Let us keep this spirit of Friday among ourselves all the time. Let us strengthen our bonds with our Creator and with each other. And one of the ways to do is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God the Almighty, together. Through this, we not only strengthen our relationships with our Creator, but also we strengthen our relationship with ourselves, with each other. And this is the sole purpose of the prayer, worship. And again, as you know, our religion is a religion of ibadah, worship. But ibadah in Islam is not an ordinary collection of rituals. It is a way of life. And it helps us to remain conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the whole humanity, saying that all mankind, اعبدوا ربكم, worship your Lord, the Lord that created you and those before you, and that you may become God conscious. And if you look at all the rituals of the Islam, be praying 5 times a day, or fasting in the month of Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And be it giving charity, almsgiving, or pilgrimage, Hajj. All are based on God consciousness, to remind ourselves the existence of God. To remind ourselves that God is with us all the time. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. East and West, everything belongs to Allah. And wherever your face, wherever turn your face, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. Now, ibadah is the obedience to our Lord by acting upon His commands and then also abandoning what He forbids. You and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our worship. We need it. We need it for our spiritual well-being and for the success of this life and the hereafter. And if you go back and look at the messages of all prophets, starting with Adam alayhi salam, all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you find that the worship is the was the very foundation of their messages. Every prophet and messengers called his people to do worship to God. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we sent not before you any messenger except that what we revealed to him, that there is no deity except me, so worship me. This is Allah, God the Almighty, saying, asking. Every messenger received the same message. Worshipping one and only God. Think about the prophets of Tufan, flood, Nuh alayhi salam. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. 950 years, day and night, he came with the same message. And he said in Surah Nuh, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. O Lord, I invited my people day and night. For what? To worship one and only God. And through this, find the salvation. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ, he said. Worship Allah and then be conscious of Him. And if you come a little closer, I'm not saying you come closer to prophets wise, Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Quran when explains and tells the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam, it starts with وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Shu'aib alayhi salam to Madian, to his brothers, to his people. And what was his message? قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. O my people, do the worship of Allah, do the worship of God. You have no other God but Him. The only concern of all the prophets was to make sure save people from the path of hell for the path of heaven. Again, think about Yusuf alayhi salam, the prophet of beauty. And in the best of the stories, Ahsan al-Qasas, advising his cellmates, أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And God orders you not to do worship of anyone but Him. Tawheed, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, not only that, he said, you know, you may spend the rest of your life in the prison, but make sure you don't spend the rest of your life in the hellfire. Worship God. And again, in his words, he said, it is better to be in jail than committing sins and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. I would prefer staying in the prison all my life, the rest of my life, if I know that I'm going to spend the rest of my life in the hell. Now again, let's move one more step. Musa, Kalimullah, the one whom God spoke to. And again, he came with the same message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. He said, I am God, there is no God but me. So worship me and keep up the prayer so that you remember me. That is the whole purpose. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God consciousness. And do you see any differences between the messages of all the prophets that I just mentioned? The message is the same because they all, you know, we're all drinking from the same fountain, same divine fountain. And last but not least, Prophet of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not inviting anything different than his predecessors. And in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was commanding him and to us, saying that, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and associate nothing with him. Now I'm going to pause and stop here. Why all the prophets emphasized worship? What is the purpose of worship? Ibadah, worship, sets our relations correctly with our Creator, brothers and sisters, with ourselves, with our families, with others. Through worship, we transform ourselves. We get better and better each and every day. People of worship are the people who are good to their families, to their neighbors, to their co-workers, to the environment, to the resources of the earth, and to the world at large. Now, if we worship and still commit mischief and shameful acts, then our prayer has not done any good to us. Worship is supposed to create a strong sense of God consciousness within us and keep us from away all sorts of mischief. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi wal munkar. He said, indeed, prayer restrains from shameful, immoral, evil acts and wrong deeds. If we worship, but others are not safe and secure from our words and our actions, then we have not learned anything from our ibadah. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih, says Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands the others are safe. If we claim that we are believers and worshippers, and at the same time our fellow human beings are harmed by our hands and our tongues, then the worship has not done us any good. If we pray and do injustice to others, then we have not learned anything from the ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to be just even towards the bitterest and staunchest enemies. And if you like to be close to righteousness, that is the way it is. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. He says, do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. Be just. That is nearer to righteousness. And have consciousness of God. اتقوا الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In Surah Al-Ma'arij, true worshippers are separated from non-worshippers. And in the words of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. He said, indeed, mankind was created anxious, impatient, fretful, worried. And then he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, explains this statement by saying, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Incredible words. هَلُوعًا, جَزُوعًا, مَنُوعًا. Sounds beautiful. Rhymes, but the meaning is powerful. Then he says, man, irritable, apprehensive, and greatly grieved when evil touches him. Aren't we like that sometimes? We love complaining. And then, in the continuation, it says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And stingy and miserly when good touches him. Now, This is untrained and untamed nafs. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to separate this untrained, untamed nafs from others by saying, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except worshippers. What are the qualities of worshippers? From the context, we understand clearly that they are not like others, that they, you know, apprehensive and grieved when evil touches them, and they are so stingy and miserly when good touches them. And إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except worshippers. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what type of worshippers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, and who are constant at their worship, those who guard their prayers and prayer times. Those are the most precious times, because that is the time to meet with your creator, sustainer, your Lord. So, and then, who are they? And those who pray. He says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And he says, they acknowledge the right of the beggar and the destitute, poor and needy, from their wealth. So that means that they take care of people who are in need of help. Now again, I am going to link with the first khutbah towards the end. If we pray and ignore the cries of poor and those in pain, and if we pray and then do not care for those who are suffering in our neighborhood and around the world, then, my brothers and sisters, our prayers have not done us any good. We are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he loved poor so much, and he was, you know, advising his companions. And then one time told Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, "Oh Aisha, love the poor and let them come to you, and Allah will draw you near to himself." So if you like to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only through worship and serve his servants, I include myself in it too. And again, if we pray but we do not try to change the social, economic, and political injustices and oppressions in this world, then we have not realized the true meaning of worship. Again, think about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the person of worship, but at the same time he was challenging the status quo. Throughout his life as Prophet, he struggled against those powerful Meccan elite. For what? For social justice, equality, for the rights of women, poor, needy, orphan. But unfortunately today, around the world, innocent people are constantly tortured and killed. Do we ever feel their pain in our hearts? Do we at least remember them in our prayers? If we don't, then our worship are just a ritual, and our prayers have not done any good to us. Brothers and sisters, truly performed worship changes us. It transforms us into the people of God, the Almighty. And by worshiping, we fulfill the purpose of our creation and existence. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be his humble and obedient servants through worshipping him, obeying him, and serving him. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us, and grant us mercy from yourself. Indeed, you are the bestower. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub. Thabbit qulubana ala dinika wa ta'atik. Allahumma fir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Wal muslimina wal muslimat. Al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات.